This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
Is on the air.
Quick three on away, partially blocked. Getting a hand on it was Katie Brand. Another three comes up short. Fast break to the other end. Layup is up and in for Katie Brand. She's got 10 points, and it's 38-30.
Tonight, it's a December doubleheader from Minden as the Whippets welcome in the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Carson Bloom to throw it in. He gets to Cavett in the lane, leans in, lays it over the front of the rim, sets on the heel and falls. In. Bloom with the bucket.
Look for two very competitive games tonight, capped by an early season battle of undefeated state-rated boys teams. It's the Crusaders and the Whippets coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to C.L. Jones Gymnasium at Minden for tonight's high school basketball doubleheader between the Whippets and the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. Glad to have you along as we're just a week away from the Christmas break, and we should have a couple of really good ball games tonight between these two out-of-conference opponents. It'll be a good test on both sides. Both the girls' teams have picked up a couple of wins. They've suffered a couple of losses. Talking to Coach Andy Anspaugh, Central Catholic, and Rick Cremosa admitted one of the problems is turnovers early on in this season. And so whoever can take care of the ball tonight probably going to come away with a win. For the Minden girls, their two losses have been by a combined 3 points, including Ogallala going the length of the court in less than 2 seconds to beat them on a buzzer beater on about a 30-footer in the second game of the season. So outside of that little mini miracle, they'd be 3-1. They lost to Southern Valley by 2 points to start the season, but they've come back with wins against Broken Bow and Aurora to even their record at 2-2. For Grand Island Central Catholic, they started out, we saw them already this season in the Hastings College Tournament. They made it to the finals, but after beating Ravenna in the semis, they lost to the state-rated Sandy Creek Cougars and then fell at state-rated Columbus and then Lincoln Christian. So they've had a very tough gauntlet of games here. Now they're at Minden tonight and trying to snap a three-game losing streak and get back to 500 before they play Blue Hill next week in their final game. For Minden, they still have two more games before they head to the holiday break. Both are on the road, Saturday at Central City and then next Tuesday at Gothenburg. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We've got more coming your way as we get ready for Grand Island Central Catholic and Minden right after this timeout.
1, 2, 3, 4. I landed on health trivia. Question: what is a good source of vitamin A? Carrots, chocolate, peanuts.
What are you doing?
We're playing a game.
What game?
Only the hottest new game in town, Hometown USA Kearney Edition.
Can I play?
Sure. And my answer is A, carrots. Your turn.
1, 2, 3. I landed on educational trivia. This is fun. Where can I get a game?
The Kearney Family YMCA. All the proceeds from the game support the Kearney Family YMCA Child Development Center.
What a great idea for a Christmas gift. Can I buy one today?
Sure. Just stop by the Kearney Family YMCA and we will be happy to help you. Okay, it's your turn.
Kearney Quality Sew and Vac offers a great selection of sewing machines with over 50 models in stock in limited quantities and sale priced as low as $88. Popular Redcar vacuum cleaners made in the USA are one of the best in the market, sale priced as low as $199. Don't be fooled by the imposters. Get the original Sun Heat Heater Model 1500 with oak finish for just $399, including instant rebate. Choose many other quality products, sale priced in time for Christmas at Kearney Quality Sew and Vac. Ponderosa Mall, East Highway 30, Kearney.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Don't forget our games are also available on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. On our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, we've also got basketball tonight as Blue Hill is taking on Silver Lake. Their girls' game will get going here in about 5 or 10 minutes as part of that doubleheader. And on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 this evening, it's NFL football as the Indianapolis Colts travel to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars. Pregame at 7, kickoff around 7:30 as the Colts try to stay unbeaten on ESPN Radio 1460, 1550. More basketball coming your way tomorrow night here on KKPR. Kearney Catholic will be at home to take on Elm Creek. Girls at 6 and the boys at 7:45. And tomorrow on ESPN Radio 1460, Kearney High will host Grand Island at 6 and 7:45. We'll take Saturday off. There's still a few items going on, but then next Monday and Tuesday, more basketball. On Monday, Bertrand will be at Pleasanton as part of their pre-holiday tournament. And Tuesday, Kearney Catholic will be traveling to Axtell. Those games here on KKPR.com. And don't forget all the NFL and college football bowl games from now to the national championship of the Super Bowl on ESPN 1460 and 1550. But tonight, it's Minden and Grand Island Central Catholic, and we'll get you ready for the doubleheader, taking a look at the girls' starting lineups right after this timeout on the new Tech Seed pregame show.
At Platte Valley Auto in Lexington and Pony Express Chevrolet in Gothenburg, 2009 is finally coming to a close, and what a year it's been for the car and truck business. The good news is we're doing business in Dawson and the surrounding counties of South Central Nebraska, and thanks to the best customers in the world, business is good. Right now, through December 31st, we're having a Red Tag year-end clearance sale. We're giving away beef, turkey, or a delicious Village Pie Maker pie with every test drive. Take a pull from our Christmas tree for up to $500 cash with every new or used vehicle purchased. Hurry, this sale ends Thursday, December 31st. Over 500 vehicles in stock, and they're all on sale. Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Chevrolet, Buick, Ford trucks, Chevy trucks, Dodge trucks. Rebates as high as $6,500. Interest rates as low as 0%. PlatteValleyAuto.com, PonyExpressChevrolet.com, Lexington, Cozette, Gothenburg, Nebraska.
Okay, we all have one of those Christmas sweaters in our closet that Grandma or Mom made for us, and we know we're only going to wear them on Christmas when they're going to be there. Well, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge wants you to wear it out this Friday for Christmas sweater karaoke with a contest for the best sweater and prizes. $10 buckets of beer and shot specials all from 9 to 1 at Sportsman's Friday night. Nothing says happy holidays better than ugly Christmas sweaters, beer, and karaoke. Happy holidays from everyone at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
And welcome back to the new Tech Seed pregame show here on KKPR. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineup brought to you as always by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. First off, for the visiting Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic, number 23 is a 6-foot sophomore, Katie Brand. Number 33, 5-foot 11-inch junior, is Maggie Stump. Number 35 is a 5-foot 6-inch senior, Steph Ross. Number 41, 5-foot 7-inch junior, Liz McGowan. And number 51 is a 5-foot 9-inch junior, Jamie Partington. The head coach of the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders is Andy Anspaugh, assisted by Stacey Zimmerman, Amber Koulis, Christy Tye, and Lauren Schumacher. Central Catholic comes in with a record of 2-3 on the season. For the Minden Lady Whippets, number 21 is a 5-foot 7-inch sophomore, Carly Satorius. Number 25 is a 5-foot 9-inch sophomore, Hallie Bauer. Number 35 is a 5-foot 10-inch senior, Neely Standler. Number 40, 5-foot 10-inch senior, Jenna Hansen. And number 54, 5-foot 10-inch senior, McKenna Ten Benzel. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Rick Cremosta, assisted by Don Miller, Greg Satorius, and Allison Jamison. Minden sets it 2-2 on the season. Again, those two losses by a total of 3 points. So that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Kearney, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we'll be back with more from C.L. Jones Gymnasium after this timeout.
Okay, we all have one of those Christmas sweaters in our closet that Grandma or Mom made for us, and we know we're only going to wear them on Christmas when they're going to be there. Well, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge wants you to wear it out this Friday for Christmas sweater karaoke with a contest for the best sweater and prizes. $10 buckets of beer and shot specials all from 9 to 1 at Sportsman's Friday night. Nothing says happy holidays better than ugly Christmas sweaters, beer, and karaoke. Happy holidays from everyone at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Kearney Quality Sew and Vac offers a great selection of sewing machines with over 50 models in stock in limited quantities and sale priced as low as $88. Popular Redcar vacuum cleaners made in the USA are one of the best in the market, sale priced as low as $199. Don't be fooled by the imposters. Get the original Sun Heat Heater Model 1500 with oak finish for just $399, including instant rebate. Choose many other quality products, sale priced in time for Christmas at Kearney Quality Sew and Vac. Ponderosa Mall, East Highway 30, Kearney.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden as we get ready for tonight's doubleheader. Had a pretty good JV boys game that preceded this. Went a little long, but Minden held on for a 57-54 victory. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the start of tonight's basketball game right after this timeout.
At Platte Valley Auto in Lexington and Pony Express Chevrolet in Gothenburg, 2009 is finally coming to a close. And what a year it's been for the car and truck business. The good news is we're doing business in Dawson and the surrounding counties of South Central Nebraska. And thanks to the best customers in the world, business is good. Right now, through December 31st, we're having a Red Tag year-end clearance sale. We're giving away beef, turkey, or a delicious Village Pie Maker pie with every test drive. Take a pull from our Christmas tree for up to $500 cash with every new or used vehicle purchased. Hurry, this sale ends Thursday, December 31st. Over 500 vehicles in stock, and they're all on sale. Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Chevrolet, Buick, Ford trucks, Chevy trucks, Dodge trucks. Rebates as high as $6,500. Interest rates as low as 0%. PlatteValleyAuto.com, PonyExpressChevrolet.com, Lexington, Cozet, Gothenburg, Nebraska.
One, two, three, four. I landed on health trivia. Question, what is a good source of vitamin A? Carrots, chocolate, peanuts.
What you doing?
We're playing a game.
What game?
Only the hottest new game in town, Hometown USA Kearney Edition.
Can I play?
Sure. And my answer is A, carrots. Your turn.
One, two, three. I landed on educational trivia. This is fun. Where can I get a game?
At the Kearney Family YMCA. All the proceeds from the game support the Kearney Family YMCA Child Development Center.
What a great idea for a Christmas gift. Can I buy one today?
Sure. Just stop by the Kearney Family YMCA and we will be happy to help you. Okay, it's your turn.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the season. And the athletic director here, Carl Ashford, and all the fine folks at Minden for their hospitality. Pleased to bring you tonight's doubleheader exclusively here on Central Nebraska's sports leader, KKPR, Kearney, Grand Island, and Minden, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you this evening. Grand Island Central Catholic will be wearing the dark blue with light blue trim, the home white with purple trim for the Minden Whippets. Minden will be moving from right to left, and Grand Island Central Catholic will be moving from left to right as we get ready to tip off tonight's basketball game here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Boys game will follow. Both teams are unbeaten. Central Catholic's 4-0, Minden's 3-0. They're both ranked in the state's top 10 in both the Omaha World Herald and Lincoln Journal Star in the preseason, and they've done nothing to show that they shouldn't stay there, so should be a good boys game tonight around 8 o'clock. But right now, we're ready to get girls game going. It will be Neely Stadler jumping center for Minden and Jamie Partington jumping center for Grand Island Central Catholic. The ball is in the air, and the opening tip will be controlled by the Minden Whippets, and we are underway as Central Catholic will come out of a man-to-man defense. Quickly, they try to lob it inside on a back pick to Jenna Hansen, and it's tipped away, and Minden will turn it over on the opening possession of the ball game.
Ball comes over now to Central Catholic. Minden also going to try and come out and play a little man-to-man defense here. Off the pick to the top of the circle is Jamie Partington. Swings it off to McGowan. Her jumper's up and in. And Liz McGowan hits the first bucket of the ball game. As we said, we saw Central Catholic's girls earlier this year, and McGowan had a monster game that night against Ravenna, 19 points and 10 rebounds. Minden, not a high-scoring team. They have kept it in the, mid-40s for an average, high 40s, as the shot is blocked and taken away at the other end by Maggie Stump. But Grand Island Central Catholic has struggled even more. They've only been above 50 points one time. That was in the opener when they scored 52. On the low post, turnaround jumper, Jamie Partington off the glass, and it is in. So two good possessions here by Central Catholic. They have stole the ball, got a bucket, blocked a shot, come down, got a bucket. 4-0. So Minden going to have to move that basketball. Trying to get it on the low post to 10, Benzel. It's tipped and taken away again. Second turnover for Minden. Up the floor with it will be the guard, Steph Ross. Get it on the low post. Another turnaround jumper, Partington, but that rolls off the heel, no good. And the rebound will come down to McKenna Tenbenzel. Outlet pass, little contact at midcourt. No call. They fire it underneath. Open is Stadler. Her shot no good, though. And the rebound brought down by Steph Ross. Baseball pass to the other end. Numbers not there for Central Catholic. So they'll get into their offense. Kick it out to McGowan on the right wing. Into the corner they go. Looking for some room is Maggie Stump. Tries to force it inside. Now the ball's on the floor. And you're going to get your typical jump ball here in Central Catholic. Will maintain possession. Minden has tried to force it inside all three possessions, and all three times Central Catholic's been able to knock the ball away or steal it. And Central Catholic, they're getting it down low, but they're not forcing it in the paint, and they've hit a couple of jumpers. Inbounds pass for the three on the way, no good by McGowan. Long rebound run down, though, by the Crusaders and Katie Brand. Back over to McGowan on the right wing against that Minden man-to-man. A lot of good picks being set right now by the Crusaders. They seem to be moving a little more freely, but there they try to force it inside. The ball is deflected. On the floor, everybody goes. We've got another jump ball, and this time the arrow points the way of Minden. So Central Catholic with their first turnover of the ball game. We're going to have our first substitution. Katie Scheel will check in. Both teams have some height down the post. Brand is 6 foot. Stump is 5'11 for Central Catholic. Minden has three players starting at 5'10. But they've got those young sophomore guards, and it's just their fifth game of the season, trying to improve from that standpoint. There's a good ball fake, trying to the baseline. The jumper is going to come up short by Bauer, but we have got a foul underneath, trying to set up for the rebound. And the foul is going to be called on Moravec, who has just checked in. Jillian injured early this season, working off the bench. She'll play quite a bit. That'll be the first foul of the ball game. And at the line will be Bauer to shoot two, trying to get Minden on the board. But not with the first free throw. It rolls off the rim and no good. 2.5 minutes into the ball game, it's 4-0, Grand Island Central Catholic. Second free throw, Bauer, and that one is good. So Halle has Minden on the board, and it's 4-1, and that will allow Minden to put on some full court pressure. Over the top of it to Jamie Partington. And now they'll work into the backcourt, trying to get their guards across the timeline. There's Moravec. Works it right side into a trap. Needs some help, picks the dribble up. She's in a lot of trouble. She's starting to move that foot. Now lobs it back door, and they're going to get an easy jumper for Jamie Partington. That's kind of when the quarterback's running around. You can't tackle him. Then all of a sudden he throws deep on you. And that's what happened right there. 6-1 Central Catholic. Minden will work it around the perimeter here, looking to get that ball down low. Bailey Mueller has checked into the ball game. She's working off a couple of picks. Again, they lob it inside. And the ball is taken away by Central Catholic. It's pretty plain and simple right now. Minden's forcing an issue, trying to get it inside, and it's just not there right now. Going to have to set some more solid picks, or they're going to have to knock down a couple of open shots so Central Catholic will respect it outside. Central Catholic up 6-1, 4:40 to go, first quarter. Jumper left side, partially blocked, falls right into the hands, though, and put back up and in by the Crusaders. And that was Steph Ross to get the offensive putback. So timeout on the floor by Minden with 4:33 to go here in the first quarter. Central Catholic's out to an 8-1 lead.
First Bank and Trust Company of Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Best of luck, Axtell.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Doug Dudaback with our producer engineer Grant Sparks at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. A 7-point Central Catholic Crusader lead here in the first 3.5 minutes of our girls' game. They have forced 3 Minden turnovers, and Minden calling that 32nd timeout. So back to action. The Whippets looking for their first bucket. Got a free throw the last time down the floor. Top of the circle, picking up her dribble, is going to be Mueller. Swings it left side. It's through the hands of Mackenzie Miller, who's checked in. And out of bounds it goes for another Minden turnover. And it'll be Central Catholic basketball. So here they come. Ball will be thrown into the hands of Liz McGowan, guarded up there by Neely Stadler. McGowan takes it to the high post, draws the double team, lobs it down low. It's loose in the lane and out of bounds, falling on top of it. And now a foul is going to be called instead of out of bounds, and this could go on either side. Let's see. I think it's against Central Catholic. That is it. It's going to go on Katie Scheel, her first and the team second, because the steal was made in there by Mackenzie Miller, and then she was pushed out of bounds. So Minden with the ball back, looking for some offense there. They got Miller open underneath, but it's deflected from behind, picked back up by 10 Benzel. After the block by McGowan, they'll kick it out for a three that goes all the way around and out, no good. Baseball pass to the other end, off the rebound from Katie Brand, and the short jumper in the lane is up and in. The Crusaders are getting it done with Jillian Moravec. Four different players have scored, and now it's 10-1 Central Catholic. 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. Minden has it stolen away again. Out on the wing with it is Katie Brand, trying to get it to Moravec. Led her too far, but she runs it down before it goes out of bounds. Fishes it back underneath to Brand, and Brand with the layup. And now a full-length timeout going to be called by Minden. Minden has been running smack dab into a wall here, and before it gets way out of control, they're going to call the timeout. So with 3:18 to go here in the first quarter of play, it is 12-1 Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Hillion Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High Schools. Celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Find out more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic School.
Big business, small business, home-based businesses. No matter what your copier needs are, there's a Sharp copier to fill the need from Eakes Office Plus in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. Eakes Office Plus, supplying business success.
As we come out of the timeout, Minden is fighting for a loose ball here, and we're going to get a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Grand Island Central Catholic. So Minden turns it over for the sixth time here in the quarter, and it's got to be pretty frustrating right now for the Whippets. They just have not been able to do anything, and off a back pick, there's another layup for Central Catholic, but it rolls off the rim no good, and 10 Benzel will yank down the board, clear some space, and heads the other way with Hallie Maurer. Hallie to the high post right side, kicks it into the corner. With it is Hanson. Hanson bounce pass and gets it back in the right-hand corner up top, anticipating the pass, the steal. Katie Brand to the other end. The layup is up and in. Katie Brand with her second bucket. It is 14-1. Grand Island Central Catholic did not see this coming at all. Minden again forcing it down low to 10 Benzel. Kicks it out on the wing. Into the right-hand corner to Hanson. Back out front, they'll go to Neely Stadler. And to the top of the circle, driving down the lane. The jumper is going to be blocked out of there. And the ball is Central Catholic getting a hand on that blocked shot. Timeout will be called by the Crusaders. Steph Ross blocked the shot. 2:11 to go here, and another timeout has already been called, so let's take it with them. Crusaders are up 14-1. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Kearney Quality Sew and Vac offers a great selection of sewing machines with over 50 models in stock in limited quantities and sale priced as low as $88. Popular Redcar vacuum cleaners made in the USA are one of the best in the market, sale priced as low as $199. Don't be fooled by the imposters. Get the original Sun Heat Heater Model 1500 with oak finish for just $399, including instant rebate. Choose many other quality products, sale priced in time for Christmas at Kearney Quality Sew and Vac. Ponderosa Mall, East Highway 30, Kearney.
Well, already our third time out here in the first quarter. Two have been called by Minden. One has been called by Grand Island Central Catholic, the Crusaders, coming off a 30-second timeout. They got a chance to maybe put this away in the first quarter. They are up 14-1, and they'll go back door open as Ross missed the short jumper, got her own rebound. Battling in there and blocking the shot is going to be Cassandra Choquette. And then up the floor, another Minden turnover trying to push the pace. So Central Catholic will get the ball back. Bounce pass inside. Short jumper is missed in there by Ross. And the rebound is brought down by Bauer. So Central Catholic's even missed a couple of short ones. Sarah Golka in for the Crusaders. And Satorius re-enters for Minden. Minden works it outside. Here's a three-pointer up and in by Hallie Bauer. She has all 4 points here. And that snaps a 10-0 run by Grand Island Central Catholic. It is 14-4. Minden coming out in a matchup here, trying to stay in a man-to-man, deflect the ball away. It's loose on the ground. We're going to get another jump, and Minden's going to get the basketball. So a turnover, and back into the ball game, McGowan and Partington. McGowan and Partington coming into the ball game for Central Catholic. Minute 15 to go, first quarter. Minden trails 14-4, has the basketball. A lot of game left. But Minden has got to take better care of the basketball. And a foul trying to make the steal that time going to be called on Liz McGowan. Central Catholic's done a very good job of jumping into the passing lanes, anticipating the pass. Already 6 steals in the first quarter. And Minden to throw it in from the side. Trouble getting it in. The ball deflected, but it is picked up by Choquette. And she'll hand it off to Bauer. Hallie swings it left side. Got it on the wing there to Stadler. Stadler brings it to the top of the circle. Everybody inside the arc, all 10 players. Ten Venzel, they had somebody open back door but couldn't get it to Stadler, and instead the ball is taken away. Here comes Central Catholic on the fast break, and Brand's going to run right into the defender, Ten Venzel, and Ten Venzel will be called for the blocking foul. That'll be the first foul of the game on McKenna Ten Venzel. Call it before the shot, so Central Catholic will take it out underneath their own hoop. First foul of the game at all on Minden. They'll lob it into the paint. Short jumper by McGowan is no good. Offensive rebound, Brand put it up and in. 6 points for Katie Brand here in quarter number one. And it is 16-4. Minden with a basketball between the circles. Trying to get another bucket here with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. High post to 10, Benzel. Holds the ball above her head, back over for another three. Bauer on the way and in. And that's what Minden's going to have to do. They've got to hit some outside shots to get Central Catholic out of the paint. 16-7, 12 seconds to go in the quarter. McGowan with the basketball. They spread it around the perimeter. Here's a three-pointer, Ross on the way. That's too strong. Backside rebound brought down by Bauer. Outlet pass. Can Satorius get a shot away? She'll throw it up at the end of the quarter, but it's way off the mark. The horn didn't go off. So they'll have to manually do it. But we're at the end of the first quarter, and thanks to a couple of three-pointers by Bauer, Minden is on the board here. It is 16-7, Grand Island Central Catholic after one on KKPR. We'll be back in a minute.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Okay, we all have one of those Christmas sweaters in our closet that Grandma or Mom made for us, and we know we're only going to wear them on Christmas when they're going to be there. Well, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge wants you to wear it out this Friday for Christmas Sweater Karaoke with a contest for the best sweater and prizes. $10 buckets of beer and shot specials all from 9 to 1 at Sportsman's Friday night. Nothing says happy holidays better than ugly Christmas sweaters, beer, and karaoke. Happy holidays from everyone at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
And
Welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium as we get ready to start the second quarter of our girls' portion of the doubleheader tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic will get the ball, leading it 16-7 here at Minden. Big number from the first quarter turnovers, Minden 9, Central Catholic 3. And Central Catholic will start with a 3. It's a little too strong, but fighting for the loose ball. It's picked up by Katie Brand, and then she'll be fouled. Foul going to be on Bailey Mueller, her first, team second. Hallie Bauer had all 7 points for Minden in the first quarter. Katie Brand led the Crusaders with 6 rebounds, 5 for the Crusaders, and 4 for Minden. Three-pointer again, Ross, no good, but another offensive rebound put back up and in by Maggie Stump. Central Catholic currently 0 of 4 from beyond the arc, and Minden is 2 of 3, all from Bauer. Up top, they'll go to 10 Benzel. Both teams working against the man-to-man. Bauer drives in one, kicks it back out on the wing. Send it to the top of the key, and there's another steal. And going in for the uncontested layup, Maggie Stump, but she missed it. And we're going to get a tie-up on the rebound. Tying things up underneath will be Stadler and McGowan, it looks like. 7:22 to go here in the first half of play, and it is 18-7 in favor of Grand Island Central Catholic. The arrow pointing the way of Minden there. Off the missed layup. So Minden now with 10 turnovers here in the first quarter of play. Over on the right wing, the Whippets with it. Down by 11. 10 Benzel with the ball at the top of the circle. Off the pick, she'll look left, get it to Bauer. Bauer into the double team. Good defense so far tonight by Central Catholic. Driving in, another pass. And again, there's what's Minden's problem right now. They had a wide open 10-footer and threw it into the lane where they're triple covered. You're going to get a jump ball. And the ball will go to Minden. And the ball is going to be thrown into the corner. Bauer. Bauer puts the shot up. It's no good. Rebound brought down by McGowan. They'll hustle to the other end. And the ball will be thrown away. Central Catholic will turn it over. So the Whippets with the basketball, trailing 18-7. Central Catholic has set the pace of this basketball game. And with it out on the right wing is Jenna Hansen. Between the circles, they'll go to Miller. Off of the left wing to Stadler. One dribble back up top. Can't get the three away. Bauer puts it up and draws the foul. Foul will be on Katie Brand. That'll be her first and the fourth called. Make it the fifth called on the Crusaders. Two free throws coming up for Bauer. She's the only player on either team that has been at the line. She's one of two. And the first free throw is on the way and in. Don't forget, at the half, Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll have a preview of the boys' game, give you a look at the first half stats in our girls' contest. And the free throw is up and in. So Bauer makes them both. She's got all 9 points for Minden, and it's 18-9 in favor of Central Catholic. Minden spreading out into a zone now, and they'll take advantage of it with a three-pointer on the left wing. That's no good. Fighting for the offensive rebound. Central Catholic gets it, and Minden is calling for the foul. McGowan with her third board, and the foul's on Jenna Hansen, her first of the team's third. Checking back into the ball game, Maggie Stump for the Crusaders, and Central Catholic will have it underneath their own hoop. And they'll throw it in for a wide-open three, but McGowan can't get that one to go, but another offensive rebound on the backside, pulled down by the Crusaders. That's Partington, and they'll get back into their offense, but the ball is knocked away, and the steal is made. Bauer is going to pick it up. No fast break opportunity, though. Central Catholic gets back. Miller in the right-hand corner. Lobs it down low, but the turnaround jumper is missed that time by Hansen. As they fight for the loose ball, 10 Benzel has it, and Minden's going to get another opportunity here. Ball knocked away by Moravec, and we've got another fight for the ball, and we've got a jump ball called. And this time the arrow will point the way of Grand Island Central Catholic. So even though Minden got the offensive rebound, they did not get another shot at the hoop. 5:47 to go here, second quarter, Central Catholic 18, and Minden 9 here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, and Minden, and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com, bringing you both of tonight's high school basketball contest here from C.L. Jones. Crusaders with a basketball, spreading the floor a little bit more here against this matchup zone. Back door, McGowan got open. They'll lob it to her, but the off-balance shot won't go. She keeps the ball alive. The rebound comes down to Moravec. She can't get the put back. And the fourth rebound for McKenna 10 Benzel. Up the floor with it is Bauer. Bauer looks right. now goes left into the lane, kicks it out from Stadler. Bauer trying to get a shot away. Another jump ball. And it stays with Minden. Back into the ball game is Choquette. So we have seen numerous jump balls already here in the first half of this basketball game. Minden ball in front of the Central Catholic bench, wide open in the middle. They did not cover Choquette, but she doesn't get a shot away. Kicks it back out on the wing. Satorius back over to Stadler, and a couple of dribbles. Really doesn't go anywhere. Pressure on her. Kicks it off to 10 Benzel, out above the arc. Off a couple of picks, Satorius out on the right side. Fires it back door, stepping in front. It's knocked away. Ross picked up, though, by the Whippets. And Central Catholic will set back in that tight man-to-man. Here's a three-pointer. Bauer on the way, but it's going to be short. Was it blocked? No, it was not. They're going to say it just flat out came up short. Back into the ball game, Steph Ross for the Crusaders and Jenna Hansen for Minden. Well, Central Catholic's only managed 2 points here in the quarter. Minden's only managed 2 points. And it remains a 9-point ball game, 18-9 in favor of the Crusaders. And this spread offense or defense by Minden is making Central Catholic throw the ball over the top, and they throw the ball away. And the officials are saying that the ball was tipped and it's going to stay with Grand Island Central Catholic. It looked like it was overthrown. The officials are going to confer and say, no, it was not tipped, and give it to Minden, which was probably the right call. Usually when everybody goes the other way, you can go with that, and nobody's going to question your call, and that's kind of what happened there. So Minden with a basketball, but their defense has been better. They're handling the ball a little bit better here in the second quarter, but they still can't find points. Bauer from 15, up and in. She's got all 11 of them. And it's 18-11, so Bauer is trying to keep Minden in it here in the first half. Fast break three at the other end is buried right back, though, by Central Catholic, and that is Maggie Stump. She's got both buckets here in the quarter for Central Catholic. Satorius with it on the right wing. Up top, they'll go to Stadler. But Bauer seems to be the only player that's going to shoot it outside of 10 feet for the Whippets. They'll throw it over the top of the defense here. It's tipped. It's stolen away again. Coming out of there with it is Steph Ross. Dozen turnovers for Minden. They try to give it right back, and they do. Good steal that time by Satorius, and then a foul as Minden tries to get the ball up the floor. Feet get tangled up. Katie Brand will be whistled for her second personal foul. 3:33 to go in the first half. It's 21-11, Central Catholic. On the floor right now for Minden. With 16 fouls, they won't shoot free throws. It's going to be Bauer, Stadler, Satorius, Ken Benzel, and it looks like Mueller on the floor as well. And Bailey will have the ball at the top of the circle. Right side to Satorius. Carly, the sophomore, holds the ball. Back over to Stadler, staying just outside the key, right, left, looking for somebody to get open on that back cut in the paint. And as they try to lob it inside, it's well defended. The steal is made by Central Catholic. Katie Scheel into the ball game, got the steal that time. Into the right-hand corner to Moravec, tries to lob it down low. There's a collision, and the ball is loose, and another foul called on Central Catholic. This one's going to go on McGowan. That'll be her second, and now we'll be shooting some free throws. 1-1 as we come to the other end. 2:58 to go here in the first half. 21-11, Grand Island Central Catholic. They jumped out to a 14-1 lead. Since then, it's been pretty even. And at the line, why not Bauer? She has all 11 points. And the 1-1 free throw is rattling around and in. So she'll get the bonus, 21-12. Chance to cut it to 8. I'll tell you, if Minden can be anywhere in that 6-8, 10-point range at halftime, it will be a minor miracle, and they can make some changes and maybe have a chance in this basketball game as she puts the second one up and in. And I say that because hard to believe that one player could score all your points and you'd still be in the game at halftime, but that's the case right now for Minden. They'll slap on a little bit of full-court pressure. Really didn't get it on very strong, and Moravec will take the inbounds pass. Stump still in the backcourt. Stutter dribble across the timeline. Pass, little contact, picked up by Brand, into the paint, dives it off, and a foul called on Satorius. We'll see some free throws for the first time tonight for Central Catholic. First foul on Carly Satorius, fourth team foul. And at the line is Steph Ross to shoot two. Ross had a bucket in the first quarter. First free throw of the night for Central Catholic on the way, and it is too strong, no good. Second free throw now coming up for Ross. And this one is on the way, and it is good. So Ross gets one of two. It's Central Catholic 22 and Minden 13, 240 and counting here in the first half of play on Classic Hits 98.9 and the web at kkpr.com. Swing it left side. Stadler with the basketball. Back up top, they'll go to Bauer. Bauer, left side, they'll go. To Mueller. Mueller's pass deflected away. Stays with Minden. Turnovers are even at four apiece here in the second quarter, after Minden had committed nine in the first quarter to Central Catholic's three. Minden will throw it in the corner, try to get it to Sartorius, and it's knocked away by Brand. So they'll try it again. And to throw it in will be Stadler, deep in the right-hand corner of the front court. Looking inside, nothing there. Now looking outside, finds Mueller. Mueller dribbles it out towards center circle. And is well covered. Gives it to Ten Benzel, who comes out to help. Ten Benzel with a basketball. Trying to spread the floor a little bit more, giving them room inside. They're still running those picks. Here's Sartorius for a three. It's off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound put back up, no good. But a foul will send the Whippets to the line. Bailey Mueller with the offensive board. Foul is on Katie Scheel. That's three players now with a couple of fouls for Central Catholic. Scheel, McGowan, and Brand. And at the line to shoot two, Bailey Mueller. The first free throw is up and no good. Mueller trying to become just the second Whippet to get into the score column here in the game. Back into the ball game, Jamie Partington for the Crusaders. Second free throw now. Mueller on the way, and this one is good. So Mueller gets the first point for Minden from someone not named Hallie Bauer, and it's 22-14, an 8-point game with 2 minutes to go in the half. High post trying to make a move, Partington. She's covered, kicks it out on the wing to Stump. Stump swings it back over on the left side, back to the man-to-man defense here for Minden. Swings it right side to Brand. Katie outside the arc, tries to back her way in. She's covered, and the ball's going to be deflected out for a three-pointer, and it is no good. And the rebound will be brought down by McKenna Ten Benzel. Off the missed Central Catholic three. Whippets come to the other end, trying to lob it inside. Ten Benzel double team, can't handle it. Didn't really have much of a chance, and the turnover is made. Ball between the circles. Katie Brand has it with a minute 20 to go here before halftime. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Partington, a low block. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Bauer. Bauer's outlet pass will be deflected out of bounds. And then we'll throw it in from midcourt as Sarah Golka returns to the ball game. And on the other end, here comes Jenna Hansen. Both teams trying to match each other player for player here. We've seen a lot of substitutions. Both teams have used 8-9 players here in the first half. 22-14 your score. And Minden with the basketball. On the right wing with it will be Hansen. Holds the ball above her head. Looks for some movement in the paint. Nowhere to go. Skip pass over to Bauer. Open. 13-footer all the way around. Won't go. Even some help from the glass won't go. And on the rebound, we've got a tie-up. Arrow looks like it's going to Central Catholic. Katie Brand was tied up that time with Hansen. 50 seconds to go here before halftime. Minden will put on some full-court pressure here. Able to reset after the jump ball. Central Catholic only 6 points here in the quarter. And just about ready to get across the timeline. Golka finally does to Stump. Stump between the circles, and then Bauer tried to step in and make the steal. Committed the foul. Not a big deal. It's her first foul. It's only the 15th foul, so no free throws yet. 39 seconds to go. Still have a foul to give. Inbounds pass comes to McGowan. She'll take it right at midcourt. Manning up again are the Whippets, trying to fight off those big screens that Central Catholic is setting up. Up top, the ball goes to Partington. Somewhat working for the last shot, but now an open three, so they'll take it with Stump, and it rattles home. Maggie Stump with 8 of the 9 points in the quarter for Central Catholic. Maybe they only gave her two. I guess that's just, no, it is going to be a three. Excuse me. So it's 24-14, 10 seconds to go. Minden up top, trying to get one more shot here. Bauer with it, drives in, dishes it off, the ball deflected away. And as we come to the end of the first half, Central Catholic will make the steal, and that has been the story here in the first half. Both coaches said they've been having problems hanging on to the ball, more so for Minden, as they have turned it over 15 times in the first half compared to 7 for Grand Island Central Catholic. And we are at the half. The score, the Lady Crusaders of Central Catholic 24 and the Lady Whippets of Minden 14. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
The Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden proudly represents Agri-National Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden to review your policy. Nelson Insurance Agency Incorporated of Minden is an equal opportunity employer.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
At Platte Valley Auto in Lexington and Pony Express Chevrolet in Gothenburg, 2009 is finally coming to a close. And what a year it's been for the car and truck business. The good news is we're doing business in Dawson and the surrounding counties of South Central Nebraska. And thanks to the best customers in the world, business is good. Right now, through December 31st, we're having a Red Tag year-end clearance sale. We're giving away beef, turkey, or a delicious Village Pie Maker pie with every test drive. Take a pull from our Christmas tree for up to $500 cash with every new or used vehicle purchased. Hurry, this sale ends Thursday, December 31st. Over 500 vehicles in stock, and they're all on sale. Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Chevrolet, Buick, Ford trucks, Chevy trucks, Dodge trucks. Rebates as high as $6,500. Interest rates as low as 0%. PlatteValleyAuto.com, PonyExpressChevrolet.com, Lexington, Cozette, Gothenburg, Nebraska.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we reach the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. They did adjust the score, calling that last shot a three-pointer, which we thought it was, so your score now at the half is Grand Island Central Catholic 25 and Minden 14. This is the first of tonight's two ball games, doubleheader for you. The boys' game should be a dandy. 3-0, sixth-ranked Minden against 4-0, fifth-ranked Grand Island Central Catholic in Class C1. Played some good, thrilling basketball games already this season. The Central Catholic boys winning the preseason Hastings College Tournament, beating Lincoln Lutheran, Ravenna, and Kearney Catholic to get the job done. Then last week went on the road and got a very tough ball game at Columbus Scotus. The one thing that you chuckle about there, the final score was 60-57. Usually when the Crusaders and the Shamrocks get together, you get to 30 and you win that ball game. But that was a different ball game. And Coach Bill Gavers and Tino Martinez and Rob Biesek have all said, we've got a little bit different team this year. We're going to try and get up and down the floor and get some work done offensively, and they have done that. They have been between 60 and 65 points in all four ball games so far this season. For Minden, after Dave Morachik stepped down, Shannon Lovin has taken over the program, and some very good kids back here at Minden. They are 3-0 with a pretty easy one over Southern Valley. Then they went on the road and beat Class B rival Ogallala. Then they last Saturday were at home against Aurora in an exciting 64-63 contest. And this will be their last home game until their holiday tournament, which they host with Axtell, their first-round opponent. That'll be a dandy. Adams Central is in the holiday tournament. And off the top of my head, if it's Broken Bow, the other team that comes in for the holiday tournament. Once again, Chris Baznet of the Kearney Hub. Valuable information from the Bazman. But that's what's coming up. They have a holiday tournament here coming up on the 20th. 9th, and the 30th of December. 25-14 girls score at the half. We'll be back in just a minute here and take a look at the first half stats. So stay with us on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Okay, we all have one of those Christmas sweaters in our closet that Grandma or Mom made for us, and we know we're only going to wear them on Christmas when they're going to be there. Well, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge wants you to wear it out this Friday for Christmas Sweater Karaoke with a contest for the best sweater and prizes. $10 buckets of beer and shot specials all from 9 to 1 at Sportsman's Friday night. Nothing says Happy Holidays better than ugly Christmas sweaters, beer, and karaoke. Happy Holidays from everyone at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
A blessed holiday wish from Abbey Carpets and More.
May you have peace of mind this holiday season from Abbey Carpets and More.
Family, friends, and good times this holiday season from Abbey Carpets and More.
Before your holiday trips, take your car to the pros at Motor Car Engineering. Belts, hoses, wiper blades, fluids, tires, brakes. Any little thing can ruin a great trip. Make your holidays happier and safer with Motor Car Engineering at 4th and Eddy in Grand Island.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks. Halftime, it is Central Catholic 25, Minden 14. Here are the numbers for Minden. It's been Hallie Bauer getting the job done offensively. She has 13 of the 14 points. She's also pulled down three rebounds. Cassandra Choquette has a block shot. Neely Stadler has a rebound and a block. Jenna Hansen has a rebound. Bailey Mueller has the other point. She has one rebound. And McKenna Tenbenzel has pulled down five rebounds. Four rebounds in the first quarter, seven in the second. Free throw shooting one of two in the first, five of six in the second. So five of their 7 points there in the second quarter from the charity stripe. Three-point shooting, two of three in the first quarter, 0 of two in the second. Turnovers, that's been the story. Nine in the first quarter and six in the second. For Minden, nobody has more than one foul for the Whippets. 7 points in each quarter, and at the half, Minden 14 points, 11 rebounds, 6 out of 8 at the free throw line, 2 of 5 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 15 turnovers for Minden at the half. For Grand Island Central Catholic, their numbers look like this. Jillian Moravec has 2 points and 1 rebound. Katie Brand, 6 points. They all came in the first quarter and a team-high 5 rebounds. Maggie Stump leads the scoring with 8 points. They all came in the second quarter. She had 8 of the team's 9 points. She also has 1 rebound. Steph Ross, 3 points, 2 rebounds, 1 block. Liz McGowan, 2 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. And Jamie Partington, 4 points, 1 rebound. Central Catholic has 3 players with 2 fouls, Katie Brand, Liz McGowan, and Katie Shield. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Been to the line just once where they're 1 of 2. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first and 2 of 7 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in the first quarter, 4 in the second. The Crusaders put up 16 points in the first quarter, 9 points in the second quarter, and that included a 3 with about 10 seconds left. So they had struggled quite a bit before that final 3. Give them a little bit of a cushion here. At the half, 25 points, 13 rebounds. 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from 3-point land, 2 block shots and 7 turnovers. At the half, the 2 and 3 Crusaders lead the 2 and 2 Whippets 25 to 14. Just a couple of minutes on the clock and neither team is back out on the court yet, so both coaches really trying to draw some things up in the locker room to get things open up offensively here in the second half of play. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back with the start of the second half right after this timeout.
Okay, we all have one of those Christmas sweaters in our closet that Grandma or Mom made for us, and we know we're only going to wear them on Christmas when they're going to be there. Well, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge wants you to wear it out this Friday for Christmas Sweater Karaoke with a contest for the best sweater and prizes. $10 buckets of beer and shot specials all from 9 to 1 at Sportsman's Friday night. Nothing says Happy Holidays better than ugly Christmas sweaters, beer, and karaoke. Happy Holidays from everyone at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
May the holidays bring you peace, happiness, health, and prosperity. Season's greetings and a happy new year from floor to ceiling.
One of the true joys of the holiday season is for Stoltenberg Irrigation to thank you and wish you the very best for the new year. From Deb and Ed Stoltenberg at the best darn pivot dealer around, Stoltenberg Irrigation.
First Bank and Trust Company of Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Best of luck, Axtell.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services, too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island.
May the gifts you offer bring happiness and pleasure to someone's heart. And may the new year bring you good friends and good fortune. A happy holidays greeting from Toby's Tires.
Brim's Health Mart Pharmacy sincerely thanks you for your business during the past year and wishes you every happiness for the holidays and the coming year. From Brim's Health Mart, your full-service pharmacy for over 50 years in St. Paul.
And we're ready to get the second half underway here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Doug Gooden, our producer engineer, Grant Sparks on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, and Minden. World Wide Web at KKPR.com. The Lady Whippets will get the ball to start the second half, trailing 25-14. And again, they try to get it inside, but the ball is going to be knocked away. Two on two the other way. Brand weaves her way down, missed the short jumper. Good defense by Sartorius. And Carly will get the rebound. Off to the races comes Bauer. And she will be slowed down there on the defense by Brand. Swing it over to the right side to 10 Benzel. McKenna up against Partington. And Benzel usually pretty solid inside, but boy, they've almost double-teamed her the whole game. Trying to get that ball inside Bauer. Dishes it off on the left side again. All 10 players inside that arc. And when that's the case, there's not a lot of room to move the ball, work with the basketball. And now they spread it out a little bit more. Bauer, ball fake, drives the lane. There's a nice bounce pass inside, but the short jumper won't go that time for Hansen. And Brand will bring down the rebound for the Crusaders. That'll be her sixth. Into the front court comes Stump. Original starters, it looks like, for both teams. That's Brand, Stump, Ross, McGowan, and Partington for Central Catholic. Lobbing inside, the ball deflected away by Stadler. Nice steal with the front there on McGowan. And the Crusaders with their eighth turnover. The Whippets have Sartorius, Bauer, Stadler, Hansen, and 10 Benzel on the floor here in the first minute of the second half. Up top, 10 Benzel trying to clear things out by bringing the big post player up top. Didn't work that time, so they'll run their offense again. Swing it over to Stadler. Neely back up top. They'll go to Hansen. Good defense, Central Catholic. That's been the one mainstay here of the ball game. Bauer, and they double her. If Central Catholic just keeps it on Bauer, they're going to be okay. Here's a jump on the left side. Hansen comes up short. Got her own rebound and running out of real estate, but saves it up top to Sartorius. Free throw line jumper up and in. Nice job there by Jenna Hansen to stay with that one. And Sartorius with the first bucket of the ball game for her. 25-16. Central Catholic leads it by nine. And we've got a kickball as they bring it into the front court. Off the foot there, the Whippets. And Central Catholic will take it out on the far side here. They're moving from right to left and Minden from left to right as you view it along your radio dial here in the second half. Central Catholic trying to snap a three-game losing streak after winning their first two of the season against three rated teams, depending on which top 10 rankings you look at. Here's an entry pass. 10 Benzel dives and knocks it away. So Minden's defense getting tougher as this game moves along. Down by nine, they score here. It's as close as they've ever been. Down to 10 Benzel, spins into a double team, has to kick it back up top. Good play by McKenna. Off to Sartorius, into the corner to Bauer. Bauer gets by Brand and a blocking foul on Liz McGowan. That's one of the few times she's been able to get by Katie Brand, and McGowan was late trying to help her out. And that'll be the third foul on Liz McGowan. It's the first foul of the second half on either team. Minden will take it out underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane here, crisscross with the picks. Sartorius wide open, but they were late. Now they still don't have it in. Now Carly will work and get the ball in the right-hand corner, but well guarded there by McGowan. Up top, 10 Benzel, left side of the key against the man-to-man of the Crusaders. She's guarded by Moravec, who's checked in. Deflects it into the backcourt. No over and back because it had been touched by the Crusaders. Over to Sartorius. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 25-16, Central Catholic. We've only had 2 points scored in the quarter. 10 Benzel drives the lane. Just as she tries to get it up, it's knocked away. Pick back up. They'll lob it into her again. She'll put it up and in and draw the foul. Finally, for Minden. It took them 19 minutes and 8 seconds. They've been trying to pound it inside, and they get their first points in the paint tonight. from McKenna Tenbenzo, and she'll draw the foul. It's the third on Katie Brand. So two of the big guns here for Central Catholic in a little bit of foul trouble. And Tenbenzo at the line to shoot the free throw. It's on the way, and it is in. And a 5-0 start here to the second half has cut the lead down to six. This is as close as Minden has been since the start, because remember, Central Catholic jumped out to a 14-1 lead. And now a near travel, and yeah, we will get the travel. Central Catholic came across the timeline, tried to pass it one way, and the ankle just buckled. And going down with the ball was Stump. 10th turnover of the ball game for the Crusaders. And the ball comes back over to Minden. They'll have it at midcourt. Get it into Bauer, and Bauer in the backcourt will bring it across the timeline. Kick it off on the left wing to Satorius. 25-19 Crusaders, but Minden is fighting their way back. The 10 Benzel works her way in. Turnaround jumper just taken right away. Katie Brand with the two-hand block. And up the floor come the Crusaders. The Stump. Stump well out on the right side. Stops her dribble. Going to need some help here. To the bounce pass. Turnaround jumper is on the way. Ross from the free throw line. No good. And the ball knocked out of bounds off Morovic. Back to Minden. Minden has three timeouts remaining. Central Catholic has four. All of those were used back in the first quarter. An offensively challenged night so far. Central Catholic got a lot of their points off steals in the first quarter when Minden turned it over nine times. Since then, not quite as many turnovers, but they're also not cashing in on the ones they get. Up top, Bauer. Can't get the three away. Over to the right side, Stadler. Back up top, Satorius. Didn't want the three, had it, but didn't take it. Bauer, bounce pass inside. There's Hanson. She seals off and scores. Jenna Hanson scores. And Coach Andy Anspaugh is going to use a timeout. It is a 30-second timeout. So after falling behind 13 points in the opening quarter, Minden has whittled it down to four by starting the second half on a 7-0 run. With 3:40 to go here in the third quarter, Central Catholic 25, Minden 21. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Ho Ho Hogan's has it for the holidays. Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Asics, shoes, apparel, accessories, and equipment for the whole family. And don't forget, Hogan's gift cards make the perfect gift. 8 West 56th Street in Kearney. Hogan's has it.
At halftime, the shooting percentages obviously weren't all that good. Minden was shooting just 23%. Central Catholic was shooting 38%. Central Catholic started the ball game 6 of 9 from the field. Since then, they are only 5 of 22. So they have not only struggled, they have struggled mightily since that opening 4 minutes of the ball game. But they still have the lead, 25-21, and the ball after the 30-second timeout. 25-21 Crusaders, 3.5 to go here in the third quarter. Central Catholic spreading the floor, trying to lob it inside, and nobody's there but white jerseys. And the ball stolen away by McKenna Tenbenzel, and Coach Andy Anspaugh not happy. He called a timeout, and they did not run the play he wanted, so subs are going to be coming in. Tenbenzel swings it over to Bauer, a chance to make it a one-possession game. Up top, they'll hand it off to Mackenzie Miller, who came in during the timeout. Off the back pick, underneath Stadler, layup up and in. Neely Stadler scores, and it's a two-point game. 25-23 Central Catholic. And up the floor comes Brand, going to take it into her own hands and trying to steal it from behind. A foul will be called on Mackenzie Miller, her first, team's first of the second half. Brand looked like she was going to take it all the way in no matter what, but got fouled from behind, and here comes Liz McGowan with those three fouls back into the ballgame. And Central Catholic will throw it in front of their own bench. They hit a three with about 10 seconds to go in the second quarter, and that's about all their scoring in the last 7 minutes. Again, trying to go for the steal. Fight on the right side. People on the floor, and it's going to be taken away by Minden. That's Mackenzie Miller to force the steal. That is the fifth turnover for the Crusaders here in the third quarter, and things have definitely changed. A 9-0 start here for Minden. Just 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Crusaders have not moved the scoreboard here in the second half. Squaring up Miller. She's covered. Down low to 10 Benzel. Good defense there. Back out to Miller. 17-footer comes up short. And it'll be pulled down by Maggie Stump. stump, being pressured in the backcourt by Stadler. Gets a pick from Brand. Then it's knocked away by Bauer. Fight for the loose ball. And saved there by Central Catholic. They are looking for an over and back. Didn't get it, so they'll lob it down low off the hand of Partington. Last touch by Minden. That was a weird-looking series there where they're fighting for the ball right at half court. They're going to say Central Catholic got it across the timeline, and it was close to 10 seconds. Back into the ball game, Bailey Mueller here for Minden. And also coming in, we'll double-check here in a second, but first the ball comes into Central Catholic. High post, driving, shooting, not scoring is Liz McGowan, but you heard the whistle and a foul coming on Minden. Just the second trip to the line here for the Crusaders in the entire basketball game. The foul called on Stadler, her first. And shooting two will be McGowan, and the first one is on the way, and it's good. Just 3 points for Liz, and that's the first point of the second half for Central Catholic. It comes with 1:57 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw also good. And so it's 27-23, Central Catholic finally on the board here in quarter number three. So trying to survive this dry spell offensively and keep that lead hanging in the fourth quarter. Satorius goes up between the circles to Bauer. Bauer with a nice head fake, drives and kicks it off on the wing to Satorius. Boy, what a battle underneath, and there's a foul. Ten Benzel and Partington are just getting after it, and Partington's going to be called for the foul. That'd have been pretty vicious in a college game. Partington with her first personal foul, third team foul of the half on Central Catholic. Minute underneath their own hoop. Swing it into the corner. Quick shot by Bauer on the way. The 18-footer no good. We've got a rebound underneath. But who's the foul on? Minden got the board. And they're going to call the foul on Partington or McGowan. McGowan, her fourth. That is her fourth personal foul. Mueller got the rebound. They're keeping her in the game. I don't think Coach Anspaugh realized who it was on. Now he'll sub, but she's got to be real careful as they try to get it inside. Ten Benzel kept it from being stolen, and Minden will still have the ball. With it on the right side is Stadler. They need to take it at McGowan, lobbed inside. The shot clock, great play by Brand, and the ball will be saved by Central Catholic, and a foul called on Minden. Great play by Katie Brand. She blocked the shot and tried to throw it off the leg of a Minden defender. Missed, but it was still picked up that time by Maggie Stuff. Foul going to be called on 10 Benzel. That'll be her second. Team's third. A minute 18 to go here, third quarter. Central Catholic 27 and Minden 23 in our girls' game. Boys will follow it around 8 o'clock. Full court pressure by the Whippets, and the ball will come in to Moravec. Moravec working on Stadler in the backcourt. Goes to Stump. Stump, double team. Going the wrong way. Ball knocked away. Mueller on the floor. Boy, a timeout going to be called by Minden as Mueller was put in a headlock. But a timeout called by Minden to save the possession, and Central Catholic with another turnover. 1:05 to go here in quarter number three, 27-23 Central Catholic, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Now, one reason Central Catholic isn't scoring this half, they're not shooting. They've only had two shots the entire quarter. As Minden gets the ball, try to get it inside. Knocked out of the hands that time of 10 Benzel, and Minden will turn it over. I would have said it was a shot attempt, but she looked to pass when she went up for the shot, realizing she was double-teamed, that it was taken away. 50 seconds to go here in the quarter. 27-23, Central Catholic. Partington swings it left side, Brand, and Brand trying to go with that quick head fake, walked with a basketball. Central Catholic had 7 turnovers in the first half. They've got 7 more here in the third quarter. Minden had 15 in the first half, just 2 here in the third quarter. 27-23, Minden has outscored Central Catholic 9-2, and both of those points for the Crusaders were free throws. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Lob it down low, Mueller couldn't get the shot away, and as she tried to save it, she stepped on the baseline. And another Minden turnover. So somehow the Crusaders are going to have the lead going into the fourth quarter, despite the way things went here in the third. Looking to throw it in to Katie Brand. They might even be able to add the lead here. Held without a field goal here in the entire third quarter. Now they're in trouble of not getting a 10-second. It's stolen away. Bauer, easy layup up and in. Hallie Bauer, her first bucket here in the second half. She's got 15. 27-25 on the Crusader turnover. Still 10 seconds. Trying to get it up to Moravec. Moravec tops it midcourt. Moravec with 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Katie Brand doesn't even know how much time's left, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. Central Catholic is thoroughly frustrated. They have lost where they are. They didn't know how much time was left and had a chance to get the shot away. So they've got to regroup and get ready for the fourth quarter. Meantime, Minden has all the momentum, but they still don't have the lead. After three quarters, Grand Island Central Catholic 27, Minden 25. We'll be back in a minute on KKPR.
Hi, I'm Harold Forb with Forb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Okay, we all have one of those Christmas sweaters in our closet that Grandma or Mom made for us, and we know we're only going to wear them on Christmas when they're going to be there. Well, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge wants you to wear it out this Friday for Christmas Sweater Karaoke with a contest for the best sweater and prizes. $10 buckets of beer and shot specials all from 9 to 1 at Sportsman's Friday night. Nothing says happy holidays better than ugly Christmas sweaters, beer, and karaoke. Happy holidays from everyone at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
We're ready to get the fourth quarter underway here on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda with you from C.L. Jones Gymnasium. And Grand Island Central Catholic will get the ball, leading it 27-25 to start the fourth quarter, but looking for their first field goal of the half. And on the leaner of the lane, a foul will be called on Minden, sending Liz McGowan to the line. She has the only 2 points of the half for the Crusaders on free throws. The foul here is on Neely Stadler, her second. Nobody has more than 2 fouls for Minden. For Central Catholic, McGowan has 4, and Katie Brand has 3. Right now, the McGowan at the line to shoot 2, and the first one is on the way and in. Neither team attempted a 3 in that last quarter. And the second free throw on the way, it's no good. Jen Benzel with her 6th rebound. Minden is led by Hallie Bauer with 15. Maggie Stump leads Central Catholic with 8. 28-25. Minden trailing by 3. They were down 14-1 midway through the first quarter. And we'll turn it over here. But they have found a way since halftime to shut down the Crusaders. Really, they've played pretty good defense in the second quarter as well. Central Catholic only getting 2 shots off in the third quarter. Just amazing. A combination of turnovers and long possessions. With the basketball is McGowan. Well on the right side, guarded by Bauer. Both teams have been man-to-man. A little zone earlier tonight for Minden. She'll give it off to Brand. Left baseline, comes in with a scoop shot. She short-ironed it. And the rebound brought down by Steph Ross. Ross will clear it off. She'll find Bauer. Bauer across the timeline. A minute into the fourth quarter, still 28-25 Crusaders. Bauer over the left wing, way out there to Satorius. Guarded by Moravec. Between the circles to Hansen. Here's a 19-footer on the way that rattles in and out that time for Stadler, and Moravec will bring down the rebound. Out ahead, the Crusaders can run a little bit, pull up 3 on the way, McGowan, but it's an air ball, and it's pulled down by 10 Benzel. 2 of 10 from beyond the arc for Central Catholic. Minden 2 of 5 in the ball game. Bauer hitting both of those threes back in the first quarter. Driving right side, got by 2 people, and Bauer scores. Allie Bauer just kept on going until she was stopped and never was stopped. 28-27. It's a 1-point ball game. Central Catholic still has the lead, though. Brand to the high post, into the double team, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Minden. That will be the 15th foul on the Whippets. 4 have been called on the Crusaders. It's going to be on Bauer, her second. Into the ball game, Katie Shield for the Crusaders. Here comes Cassandra Choquette for Minden. Also in Sarah Golka for Central Catholic. Their ball underneath the hoop. Quick three in the corner is no good off the inbounds. Long rebound. Nobody gets it. It goes all the way into the backcourt. And it's run down there by Liz McGowan. McGowan will bring the ball up the floor herself against Bauer. Has those four fouls. They kind of clear it out for Liz. She'll work it left side. Bounce pass Golka. Off the pick. Sartorius gets over there to her. They keep picking her. Carly keeps fighting them off. Golka picks the dribble up outside the arc. They're trying to open up that paint, get it into Brand. Turnaround jumper off the rim, no good. And an over-the-back foul going to be called on Central Catholic. Looks like it'll be on Katie Scheel. And that will be her third personal foul. 15 foul. And Maggie Stump re-enters the ball game. 5:40 to go in the game. Central Catholic 28, Minden 27. When we're all done, the Misco Sports postgame show comes your way. With all the final stats, then we'll get you ready for the boys' game, a battle of unbeaten top 10 teams in C1 between the Crusaders and Whippets. Minden looking for their first lead of the night, first chance to get the lead. Driving in Sartorius, off-balance runner won't go. Ball's loose in the lane, and Central Catholic will get it. Steph Brand, her seventh rebound, gets rid of it to McGowan. 5:15 to go in the game. Central Catholic has three timeouts. Minden has two remaining. McGowan works her way to the right side, nearly walked. Gives it off to the high post to Katie Scheel. They'll reset it. McGowan drives into the lane. The leaner is up, and it's no good. And the rebound brought down by Tenbenzel. Tenbenzel will give it off to Scheel. Excuse me, she'll give it off to Bauer. Pally into the front court. Swings it right side for Choquette. Bauer in the left-hand corner. Puts it on the floor. Double team to Tenbenzel. To Sartorius. Really looking to get Bauer open or get that ball inside. Back up top, Tenbenzel. Bauer left side. Dribbles into the double team. Over to Tenbenzel. Bounce pass baseline. Sartorius open. 10-footer is good. And Minden has the lead. For the first time tonight, the Whippets have taken the lead. 29-28. They've outscored Central Catholic 15-3 in the second half. Quickly up the floor. The jumper from the outside was up and in by Central Catholic. Knocking it down was Katie Brand. Brand with her first bucket since the first quarter, so the lead for Minden short-lived. 30-29, McKenna Tenbenzel down the lane. Her leader won't go. Fight for the loose ball. It falls into the hands of Choquette. Kick it out to Bauer. 15-footer goal. Bauer with 19 in the ball game, and we've got ourselves what could be a pretty fantastic finish for what didn't look like was going to be any kind of a game 4 minutes in. 31-30 Minden, and Central Catholic turns it over. The outlet pass is a little too high. That's the first turnover of the fourth quarter here for the Crusaders. Just one turnover per team here in quarter number four. And that's after Minden turned it over 15 times in the first half. I have them for only four here in the second half, and obviously the big reason that they're back in this ball game. Checking into the ball game will be Jamie Partington, and checking out will be Katie Scheel. It'll be Whippet basketball. Stadler, Bauer, Mackenzie Miller on the floor with Tenbenzel, and also Jenna Hansen. And Hansen has it at the top of the circle. With the left hand, she's looking for some movement to Miller on the right side. On the low post, but not quite in the paint. Tenbenzel makes a great head fake, dives in, has the shot blocked, got it back after Brand blocked it. Now Bauer has it, and she fouls. Pretty good defense in there. Maggie Stump, I believe, got the block, not Katie Brand. But nonetheless, Tenbenzel with a great move, and Central Catholic was still ready for with some backside help. The foul will be called on Jamie Partington. Her second at the line will be Bauer to shoot two. She's 5 of 6 at the line. She missed her first one tonight. And now, after making this one, has hit 6 in a row. 32-30 Minden with 3:23 to go in the ball game. Second free throw now coming up for the Whippets. As always, a big thank you to our fine sponsors as we've got a good one here. Second free throw up and in. Expected it to be close, just didn't expect it to be a game of runs by both sides. Full court pressure being put on, and about 4 seconds in, Central Catholic gets it in. Now Brand goes all the way to the other end, locks the handle, and here comes Minden. They've got numbers. Out ahead to Hansen. Hansen takes it in with the right hand. It's up too strong. Fight for the loose ball. Out of bounds. Off of Partington, I believe. And it's going to be Minden basketball. Pretty good hustle, though, to get back by the Crusaders and not allow the layup. It'll be Minden basketball underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in will be Stadler. Inside, Ten Benzel. Right there, hit the rim on the way up, got her own rebound, hit it again. How about one more time? Still can't get it to go. And it's pulled down by Maggie Stubb. Ten Benzel was just too deep underneath the hoop and couldn't flip it over the rim. Under 3 minutes to go, 33-30, a three-pointer on the way. Way short, was it tipped? They say no, it wasn't, and out of bounds it goes. Central Catholic looking for anything to fall their way. They have scored 5 points in the second half, one field goal, yet they're still in the game, trailing 33-30, but Minden has the ball with 2:48 to go. A Christmas theme, of course, this week before the holidays. Some of the Minden fans decked out for the evening. One of them even dressed up just as a present. Nice job. Satorius with the ball as they're back to action here. Trying to double team in the corner. Hanson, she gets it out and throws it back up top. Bauer and Satorius play and catch here. The next foul by the Crusaders puts Minden in the 1-1. Skip pass all the way over the top of the zone that time. Bauer got it. Drove, couldn't get the shot, and she slipped a little bit. So they'll reset it and lob it back out top. Minden using some clock right now, being very patient with 2:15 to go in the ball game. Their three-point lead, Satorius for three. It's no good, and it goes out of bounds. That would have been a huge shot if it goes in a game like this. A six-point lead with 2:10 to go might have been enough for Minden to hold on. But right now it's a three-point lead, and the Crusaders will get the ball back. Here comes Ross back into the ball game. Ross Morvick, along with McGowan and Stump and Ross and Brand, I guess is who we forgot there. 33-30 Minden, 2:05 to go. After Central Catholic jumped out 14-1 midway through the first quarter. In fact, it was at the 3:18 mark. That's when Minden took the timeout. They try to lob it inside. And we have got a whistle underneath and a foul call. The foul is going to be on Carly Satorius. It's her second. And I guess they're going to say that Central Catholic was attempting a shot there. So at the line, two free throws coming up for Steph Ross. And the first one is up and in. Ross now with 4 points in the ball game. Central Catholic at this point, take them any way they can get them. 33-31. Second free throw for Ross. On the way, and it's good, and it's a one-point game, 33-32, and we have got a timeout on the floor called by Grand Island Central Catholic. It's a full-length timeout, 1:55 to go in the ball game. Minden has the ball and a 33-32 lead over the Crusaders here on KKPR.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes. Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High Schools. Celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Find out more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic School.
Big business, small business, home-based businesses. No matter what your copier needs are, there's a Sharp copier to fill the need from Eek's Office Plus in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. Eek's Office Plus, supplying business success.
And we're back at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Doug Duda with you here with a minute 55 to go. Minden has the ball and a 33-32 lead in our girls' game over Grand Island Central Catholic. Both teams are in the bonus. Backdoor cut a little late trying to throw it in there to Satorius, and the ball is going to be knocked away by Central Catholic, but on the ground, they're called for a travel. But, hey, good defense there by the Crusaders. They just couldn't get out of there cleanly with it, so Minden will maintain possession underneath their own hoop, leading by one. Minute 40 to go. They'll get it in to Bauer. Bauer throws it in the lane. There's Ten Benzel, but double-teamed. Kicks it out to Stadler beyond the arc. To Bauer. Bauer, ball on the floor, comes to the right side, tries to bounce pass into 10 Benzel, deflected out of bounds by Maggie Stuff. Minden still running their offense, trying to find a way to score. Too much time on the clock to try and stall. A minute 29 to go. Minden underneath their own hoop. Stadler looking to throw it in. Nothing inside. Better get it on pretty soon. Finally, it's released to Sartorius. Boy, that was close. Back to Stadler. Right-hand corner working on Stump. Every time they get in trouble, that ball comes right back out top, and that's what happened there. Over to Bailey Mueller, to 10 Benzel. Minden at the line of the game is 9 of 11, but Bauer has shot most of those. A minute 10 to go. 10 Benzel working the ball on the left side. Gives it over to Bauer. To Mueller. Maybe that's who you look to foul as one of those sophomores. Inside 10 Benzel, open off the pick, and she got fouled. Brand had to. No shot. Shot doesn't go. She'll get two. They kept working, and all of a sudden, only one person was in the lane, and it was McKenna 10 Benzel. And Katie Brand commits her fourth. And if this game would happen to go overtime, McGowan and Brand each have four fouls. At the line to shoot two, 10 Benzel. The first one is up and no good. She has 3 points. She scored on a three-point play and made the free throw in the third quarter. She misses that one. 56 seconds to go. Minden 33, Grand Island Central Catholic 32. The Visco Sports Postgame Show is coming up when we're done, and then the boys' game here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Minden. Second free throw, 10 Benzel short, and a rebound comes down to Partington. So Central Catholic, who's only scored 7 points in the half, could take the lead. With it on the right side is going to be McGowan. McGowan looking inside, nothing there. Picks her dribble up, fires it to Brand. Brand fakes the three, drives to the hoop, eight-footer up, and sets on the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by 10 Benzel, her 11th, and Minden has the ball. They've got it to Bauer. We're down to 30 seconds to go, and they foul Bauer. Coach Andy Anspaugh wanted his team to come up and play man-to-man, but they came up and fouled. He says that's okay, but Bauer has been solid at the line. She's 7 of 8. She has got 21 of her team's 33 points. The foul was on Steph Ross, her first. It is the 18th foul, so a 1-1. Clock stops with 31 seconds to go. Minden up by one. The free throw up and good. They're up by two. 34-32 Whippets. So no matter what happens here, as long as it's not an offensive board for Minden, Central Catholic will have a chance to tie or take the lead. Each team has two timeouts remaining. Second free throw, Bauer, up and in. So Bauer has done the job, and a timeout has been called here by Minden. So they'll have only one remaining as Coach Cremosta wants to get his team's defense set up. 31 seconds to go in the game. Central Catholic trailing, but they have the ball. It's Minden 35, Central Catholic 32. We'll be right back.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Doug Duda back with you here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. I want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors from Minden and Grand Island, the entire listening area, that helped bring you high school basketball. Tomorrow night we will be in Kearney as Kearney Catholic takes on Elm Creek starting at 6 o'clock here on KKPR on ESPN 1460. Kearney High will host Grand Island Senior High. Again, all those games can be heard on the web at kkpr.com. Right now, it is Minden 35, Grand Island Central Catholic 32, 31 seconds to go in the game. Central Catholic will have the ball. Minden's going to put on some full-court pressure. The Crusaders are 2 of 12 from three-point land. They don't need to take one, but they need a quick shot. They've been doing a good job with McGowan driving and shooting, or Brand, and McGowan has the ball. They set a good pick. She comes in, leaves it off. Looking at a three, it's not there. 20 seconds. McGowan in the right-hand corner, almost taken away by Bauer. Now they might have to take a three. 15 seconds. They go back door inside. The shot is up. No good by Brand. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Central Catholic. Minden thought it should be their ball. 11 seconds. Coach Anspaugh not going to take a timeout here. And looks like maybe Minden is going to take the timeout. Minden is going to call their final timeout. So Central Catholic has a choice here. Do they go for the three-pointer with 11 seconds left, or do they try and make it a two-possession game? 35-32 Minden. Central Catholic has it underneath their own hoop when we come back after this.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
11 seconds to go in the game. Central Catholic down by three. They'll inbound it underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in is Brand. Let's see if they try to get it right back to her. Up top, McGowan shoots the three. It's off the mark. It's out of bounds. Last touch by the Crusaders. 8 seconds to go, and it's Minden ball. Crusaders need to force a turnover here. Everybody trying to get set up for the full court pressure. 8 seconds to go, 10 Benzel. All she needs to really do, get it in. And she does to Satorius, and there's the quick foul. A second and a half runs off the clock. And that's going to be it for Liz McGowan. She has fouled out of the basketball game. Liz just 5 points tonight. 3 of 4 from the free throw line, so just one bucket. Liz, 5 points, 4 rebounds, 1 block. Fouls out with 6 seconds to go, and Satorius can finish it off here if she hits the free throw. A 1-1 with 6 seconds left. If she misses, Central Catholic still has a chance. They could call timeout. They've got 2 remaining. But Satorius, with Minden up 3, can put it away here. And the sophomore puts the free throw on the way, and it is good. 36-32. Minden does the right thing. They get everybody off the free throw lane so they don't commit a foul. And all they have to do is stand there now. Second free throw coming up for Satorius. On the way, and she hits them both. 37-32, and Central Catholic will call timeout. 6 seconds to go in the ball game. 6.5 officially. 37-32, Minden with their biggest lead of the night. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
6.5 seconds remaining in our ball game. It's Minden 37, Grand Island Central Catholic 32. Minden has outscored the Crusaders 23-7 in the second half, and that's after they were down 14-1. It's a 36-18 run here since the 3:18 mark of the first quarter. Down by 5, and they've got to go the length of the court here. Central Catholic needs to get a bucket and hope there's a second left on the clock. Brand to throw it in. She'll get it into Stump. Stump at midcourt makes the long pass, and out of bounds it goes. Well, there was very little chance Central Catholic could do anything here, but they tried. It didn't work, and there's 3.5 seconds left, so all Minden has to do is get the ball in here, and they will to 10 Benzel, and there is a foul away from the basketball here as Brand ran over Bauer. Trying to get a call the other way there, maybe on a pick, which is pretty smart, but she also fouls out of the ball game. And for Katie tonight, she had 6 in the first quarter, but ends up with just 8 points. She's got a team-high 7 rebounds, 2 blocks in the ball game. 2 seconds left. Free throw up by Bauer and in. She's had a monster game tonight. Twenty-four of the 38 points for Bauer. Second free throw is no good. Rebound to Partington. And that is the end of the ball game. And after They're trailing 14-1 midway through the first quarter. Minden, back on their home floor, gets it changed up and does an outstanding job tonight to rally for a 38-32 win over Grand Island Central Catholic. It's the lowest point output of the season for Minden, but it's good enough to get the victory to improve to 3-2, and the Crusaders drop their fourth straight to fall to 2-4. We will take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final numbers. Stay with us here on KKPR.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Okay, we all have one of those Christmas sweaters in our closet that Grandma or Mom made for us, and we know we're only going to wear them on Christmas when they're going to be there. Well, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge wants you to wear it out this Friday for Christmas Sweater Karaoke with a contest for the best sweater and prizes. $10 buckets of beer and shot specials all from 9 to 1 at Sportsman's Friday night. Nothing says happy holidays better than ugly Christmas sweaters, beer, and karaoke. Happy holidays from everyone at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
When you got a big gig that calls for a big star, you call the cat who's the king of rocks, Greg Dobish. He'll move what you got to have moved and handle it like a teddy bear. Have a rockin' little Christmas season with Dobish Land Loveling in Grand Island. Thank you very much.
With every good wish for your holiday happiness, thank you for being our friends and customers. A very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Century Lumber Center, serving the Grand Island area since 1890.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin and before you finish up your holiday shopping, because if you have some names that you just can't figure out what to get them, who wouldn't want an NFL or college hoodie? And for you, 25% off. How about for the kids? Youth Nike and Adidas apparel, 50% off. Go catch that. Also, Misco's has a great selection of Husker and Loafer gear, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic gear, volleyballs, footballs, basketballs, gym bags, and shoes for everybody in the family. Misco Sports, open late every night, 7 days a week, through the Christmas shopping season. Minden 38, Grand Island Central Catholic 32. And again, it's just one of those head-scratchers tonight. Minden couldn't do anything right in the first quarter. In fact, if Hallie Bauer doesn't step back and hit a couple of threes, they're going to be down 16-1 at the end of the first quarter. She hits a couple of threes in the last 2 minutes there. They're still down 16-7 after being down 14-1. They were able to hold Central Catholic down scoring in the second quarter, kept them in the game even though it was 11 points at the half, and then it was like two new teams in the second half of play. Central Catholic couldn't get the steals that they got in the first half. Minden started to get the ball inside, but again, it was 2 minutes to go in the third quarter before they scored any points in the paint. Now it was on a three-point play from McKenna 10-Benzel, so it wasn't like they exploded getting the ball inside of the second half. But they started to get some fouls. They hit their free throws in the ball game, and they absolutely clamped down on Central Catholic. Not only were they not scoring, they weren't getting shots off. The Crusaders only had two shot attempts in the third quarter of play and scored only one field goal in the entire second half after starting the game 6 of 9 from the field. We'll take a break and look at all the final stats in 1 minute here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
First Bank and Trust Company of Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Best of luck, Axtell.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island.
Silent night, holy night. May this Christmas season be calm, bright, and filled with holy radiance. Warm Christmas greetings and a heartfelt prayer for peace from the students, staff, and families of Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High Schools.
May this holiday season bring you happiness and joy. Happy holidays from Douglas Bookkeeping Service, your year-round tax service for over 40 years, at 3rd and Eddy and online at douglasbookkeeping.com, your e-file provider.
We're back on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. Doug Duda with you as we take a look at the final stats of our girls' game. First of all, for Grand Island Central Catholic, Jillian Moravec, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Katie Brand tied the team high in scoring with 8 points. She had a team high 7 rebounds, 2 block shots. Maggie Stump also had 8 points tonight. They all came in the second quarter. She had 3 rebounds and a block. Steph Ross, 5 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Liz McGowan, 5 points, 4 rebounds. And Jamie Partington had 4 points, both buckets in the first quarter. She also had 3 rebounds here this evening. 13 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 5 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 9 in the first half, 0 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers for the Crusaders, 7 in the first half and 11 in the second half of play. Grand Island Central Catholic had 25 points at halftime, but just 7 points in the second half. And the Crusaders finished with 32 points, 22 rebounds, 6 out of 8 at the free throw line, 2 of 13 from 3-point land, 5 block shots and 18 turnovers. As the Crusaders drop their fourth straight to fall to 2-4 on the season, and they will be back home on Monday night to take on Blue Hill. For the Minden Whippets tonight, Charlie Sartorius had 6 points and 1 rebound. Allie Bauer led all scorers tonight with a game-high 24 points. She also had 4 rebounds. Cassandra Choquette, 1 rebound, 1 block. Neely Stadler, 2 points, a rebound, and a block. Jenna Hansen, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Bailey Mueller had 1 point, 2 rebounds, and McKenna Tenbenzel, 3 points and 11 rebounds. 11 rebounds in each half, free throw shooting, 6 of 8 in the first half, 8 of 11 in the second half, 3-point shooting for the Whippets, 2 of 5 in the first half, 0 of 1 in the second half, turnovers, 15 in the first half, 4 in the second half of play. Minden had just 14 points in halftime, but put up 24 in the second half, and they finished with 38 points, 22 rebounds, 14 out of 19 at the free throw line, 2 of 6 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 19 turnovers as the Whippets win their third in a row to improve to 3-2 on the season with a 38-32 win over Grand Island Central Catholic. And Minden will play at Central City on Saturday, at Gothenburg on Tuesday, and then will be back home the 29th and 30th for their holiday tournament where they will start with Axtell and then take on either Broken Bow or Adams Central in day number 2. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with you in about 10 minutes as we get ready for the battle of unbeaten state-rated boys teams between the Crusaders and the Whippets. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening. The final score in the girls' game, Minden 38, Grand Island Central Catholic 32. Stay with us. We'll be back with boys action in about 10 minutes here on Classic Hits 98.9.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.